group of leading industrial nations say there needs to be urgent action to help Palestinian civilians in Gaza. But Foreign Secretary James Cleverly says there can't be a ceasefire that helps Hamas.
We need to see a leadership of the Palestinian people that is genuinely committed to a peaceful two-state solution. Hamas are committed to the eradication of the State of Israel. From the UK's point of view, that is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says he'll hold the head of the Met Police accountable over the decision not to ban a pro-Palestinian protest in London this weekend. The Prime Minister says he thinks the demo on Armistice Day is disrespectful. A 15-year-old stabbed to death near a school in Leeds has been described as a kind and thoughtful boy. Alfie Lewis was attacked yesterday. A teenager's being questioned. Police say they've made arrests after Just Stop Oil protesters were accused of blocking an ambulance. Officers say activists failed to move out of the road during a slow march across London's Waterloo Bridge. The former head of the civil service has explained why he delayed getting the Cobra Emergency Committee together. Lord Sedgwick told the COVID inquiry he thought Matt Hancock was trying to make a splash. Yesterday, a former Downing Street aide claimed Boris Johnson said he'd prefer to let the bodies pile high than impose restrictions. So Susie Crozier lost her dad to COVID.
I and so many others have been fighting to get this inquiry in the first place. And yet here we've got the person in the highest office in the land being completely dismissive of an entire raft of human beings.
And classics like Barbies and Star Wars Lego will be among the top-selling toys this Christmas. The Dream Toy List also includes a digital pet and a new version of Twister. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's an overcast day here in Brentwood. Not looking particularly very nice out there. 13 degrees. Now you have got a little bit unsettled weather. Possibility of showers up until about 3 o'clock. Then by about 3, 4, 4 o'clock it should remain dry right the way through until about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, where you've got about a 50% chance of rain up until about 8 o'clock. Then it should be dry again for the rest of the day into the late evening. So very unsettled. Looking like you might get a little bit of sunshine on Saturday, though, with a cold day, but some sunshine about.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. The question of the day is about, could you give up coffee? Could you give up showers? Could you give up internet? And what was the other thing? See, I've forgotten. I've forgotten my own question. It's what you can give up. That was the thing. Showers, alcohol, chocolate or internet. You have to give up one for a year. Which one could you give up? Already got some answers in, so which is good. Now, I'm going to kick off with some music all the way from Australia. This is a band called Reverend Jeans, and this is called Wanted to Run.
Don't you know? It'll be over now before you take the floor. Time goes fast, don't be slow. Or it'll be over now before you have a goal. Run right back to where you're from. Anyone can see you if you get a second run.
Before that track, that was 30 Seconds to Mars, we had Reverend Jeans, the band from all the way over in Australia. I was thinking about Australia, actually. I've never been. I know that Bob will be in soon, and Bob's been to Bali and Australia this year and had a fantastic time. He was away for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I thought, it's somewhere that I wouldn't mind going. I've been thinking about, thought, actually, I wouldn't mind going there. If I could fly somewhere like, I don't know, somewhere in the middle and then stay there for a couple of days and then go on, because I don't think I could do like a big... I know you've normally got to change flights, haven't you? I don't think they do a direct... Is there a direct flight? I don't think I could stand it. I'm not on a plane for that long. I don't like flying. I mean, the longest I've ever been on a plane, I think, was 6 hours, 7 hours when I went to New York. But I did it, and it was nice, actually, because I think I went with Virgin, and they got, like, TVs in the back of the... You know, it's different. When you go on, like, a package tour or package holiday, you're in those... And the seats are so small. I noticed yesterday when I was watching The Mentalist on TV, they were doing a scene where they were flying out somewhere, and I thought to myself... That's not like a general aeroplane, because the seats, I said, look at the seat space, I was pointing, look how much space they've got in between. It's like terrible, isn't it, when you start doing things like that. Normally when I sit on a plane, because I am a little bit rotund, but when I pull down the, I went with my sister and we pulled down the trays in front of us. This is when you were away. And I was slimmer then. And the tray basically got trapped on my bosoms. And my sister started laughing, and then she went to pull her tray down, and hers got stuck on her gut. And we said, there's something wrong with this row. We said to the stewardess, there's something wrong with this row. I said, it's smaller than every, and she went, well, you know, that's, we put, you know, sometimes you have to put in extra seats. I spent, who for? Who are meant to be sitting in these seats? We didn't need two seats, let's put it that way, for each of us. We're not that big, but they squeezed in, and you could see they'd squeezed in this extra row. And I mean, I'm only 5 foot one, but it was hardly any room. And my sister's a lot, she's about 5 foot eight, a lot longer legs than I have. But I was just sat there, and I had my drink on this tray that was kind of resting on my bosom, and just sitting there laughing. I guess my sister was like, but we can't put the trays down. And she went, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. Nice and friendly. That's what you get with your budget airlines. Nice and friendly. I paid £20 for this flight. Why haven't I got a seat with... why can't I relax? You have to get paid for everything now, don't you? You don't even get complimentary nibbles. You get nothing.
Come back, my darling. If I failed you, I'd tell you right.
gotta know, you just come along. Lips like they be singing sex stop strawberry song. Never heard it coming, thought it's just another woman with a shotgun in her hand. She's a bass, she's a beat, she's a rhythm, she's a band. And the girl so fine, but she wanna scream hallelujah. Sunshine on a drip. But she's my rock, she's my bud, she's tequila, she's the trip. And the girl, so fine, makes you wanna scream hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. How could I refuse? I'm not fit to choose.
Like a trick on me. Hell, I don't even know her name, but yeah, she sticks to me. And in the climax, she would scream with me. Yeah, she sticks to me. She gets me funny. She doesn't want none of my money, so I pour it over her like gasoline. Light a match and then I'm back in my teens. Me and Supergirl smoking my green. Me and Supergirl smoking my green.
Unload, reload, ice bag swing.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Just said, you haven't said anything for about half an hour. I've been talking.
I can't hear anything, by
the way. Oh, let me turn up your headphones. There we go. I'll be here. Pick up. Oh, sorry.
It's a bit loud, that was.
Sorry. Whatever. Yeah. That is Bob Simpson, who is sat here with his show coming up in the next
indeed. And
40 minutes.
This is the best part of your show, isn't it, when I come in?
Yeah, and my whole week.
Anyway, how are you? You're looking very resplendent with a new hairdo there.
Thank you, yeah.
It was nice.
Harrison cut my hair, a very handsome young man.
Okay.
And he did look like a film, and to be honest, he looked like a film star.
Really? Did you take him home with you?
No. You know what? He had that, I'm so old now, and I'm not saying, because to somebody of 90, I'm a spring chicken, and in fact, if you're 70, you're a spring chicken to somebody of 90, so never put off doing stuff because of your age. Hmm. I was chatting to Philippa about that, my previous guest.
Okay.
But the point is, there is a stage for women where anybody in their 20s looks at you like you're dead or a corpse, and you're invisible. You become invisible as a woman. And there's women out there who go, I know what you mean. You don't even get a glance. So we did have a little bit of a chit chat, but he was really concentrating on the layers and how he was cutting my hair.
Yeah.
And he was very good because I had a consultation for about 10 minutes. Saying about my hair type, and it won't make any difference if you put this product on this because your hair's coarse. And I went, thanks very much, which I know anyway. And then, you know, he said, if you want to see a colour specialist, you can sit down and they'll talk to you about different colours they can do. And he said, how much hair do you want to take off? And I'll do this. And it just really just really good, just really professional, not just going in and just like, you know, hacking away. Yeah, but he's going to be, he'll be amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
and they had a part in the salon as well. I forgot to say this earlier. You went down some steps. It's a beautiful salon, one of the most beautiful salons I've ever seen. Mm. And I'm not going to give it a mention on air. I did a Trustpilot review. If you want to know, just message me off air, because it is an Ingate Stone. And I went down a couple of steps, and they've got like a spa area for washing your hair.
How nice.
All lovely music. You know that lovely music? And he washed my hair, then the head massage.
Oh, right.
Oh, and the chair.
That expression on your face tells me everything.
And the chair was a slight massage chair, not the ones that like rip your spine out of your body. They're very gentle. So I was, he went, would you like them? I went, oh yes. So my legs were up in, this doesn't sound good, my legs I was about to say my legs were up in the air. What I meant to say was it reclined you back with your legs up, so you're laying flat, and then he washed my hair and did the
hair. I remember seeing you in the pub like that once.
Oh, don't. Let's not talk about our drinking sessions.
Oh, no, all right. Anyway, I had my hair cut yesterday strangely enough, and it was perfect. The guy never said a single word to me throughout. It was great.
Don't you sort of like have a chat about life? And
Some places you go, and I really don't want to have a conversation. No. I just want to sit there and drift away while it's being done. But all he said to me was, do you want the flame on your ears? Oh. You know, it was a Turkish
party. No, I don't know. What are you asking me? Like, I know
you
about
hairy ears? No, well, they burn away your hairy ears, don't they? So, and also, do you want your eyebrows done?
Oh, yeah, that's important.
That's about all he said to me.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll go back.
What about the things up your nose? Did you have that?
Not this time. No, I have had that. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't understand what was going on.
And did you sort of go,
And to be honest, it was in the same place, actually. It was about 2 years ago. The guy had a very strong accent, and I really didn't quite understand what he said. So I just said, oh, all right then.
Yeah.
And, these two... like cotton bud things
with warm wax
on the end, were pushed up each nostril, which was fine until he came to take them out, and then he ripped them out and
they do the first one, you go, oh no, I'll just keep the other one in for a couple of weeks.
So I don't have that now.
No, that is a little bit. I tell you what, I was in the kitchen all ready to go out, this is about a year ago, and I had noticed that I had a rather long hair sticking out my neck. No, I just thought to myself, that can't be right, because I'm a woman. And my friend said to me, they went, do you know you've got... I said, what? I said, I've got my makeup on him. No, you've got... There's a black hair hanging out your nose. And I went, oh, my God. And it was... It literally... I mean, I probably have got hairs all over. I can't see very well now. But I had to get, like, a trimmer and go up in the... And the noise it made, I was like, how much hair have I got up there? I was doing the lawn.
It gets worse the older you get, you know?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, men, you got it lucky, because back in the day... Not now, because, you know, not now, because I'm a woman of the earth. But back in the day, I had all sorts of waxing going on.
Did you?
Now I don't care. But, you know, back in the day, you can imagine having bits ripped off.
I can, yeah. Well...
I don't want you to imagine.
I'm only imagining. I've got no experience of that.
Well, it's just, you know, it's like, it's the same sort of like, you know, imagine that up your nose or armpits and stuff. I used to have loads of wax, leg waxing and,
I think we should change the subject, really.
You've got a bit green. Think about my... It's winter now, so any woman out there will know, if you've got your trousers turn up a little bit, all you do is you shave your ankles, you don't shave the rest of your leg. Just that bit.
It's not just women nowadays. A lot of men have waxing, don't they?
Yeah, but, you know, if a man's got a hairy chest, there's nothing wrong with it. No. But a lot of youngsters now have waxed that off.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob's trying to get... What are you doing? Oh, yes.
Yeah, trying to show you my hairy chest.
You're the only man that I know that I thought originally was bald for about the first 5 years I knew you. And then I suddenly went, hold on a minute, you've got a full head of hair. You're like, oh, I can't be bothered to shave it off.
Well, no, I shaved it off because it was going grey. And when it's really short... I never shaved my head.
Yeah.
But I just cut it really short.
Well, it looked like you didn't have any hair, and then you like what you came in. I was like, "But you have hair."
Yes, I always had hair.
Yeah,
I've still got hair.
Yeah, you
I'm
have.
Quite lucky, really. For
you
my
are,
age.
But you did. But when I first knew you, it was like you were bald.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly grew it back.
I know, but you didn't realise how grey I was. You see, but now you do, because everything's growing everywhere now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what happens. Bits fall off, hang about, off.
I know.
You know, it's aging.
It's anyway, tragic.
Happy days. Yeah. Shall I play some music, and then you can tell us what's coming up on your show in a while?
That sounds good.
You go and relax. So, do you like Joss Stone?
Oh, I love her voice.
Yeah, she's amazing. Here she is with Spoiled. Bridget said, I love to see you both and your new haircuts.
Oh.
You are both gorgeous.
Okay, Bridget.
Hi to Bob. I'm very much loving his new profile picture.
Ooh.
And then she's put a love heart.
Ooh.
You know who that is?
I know who that is, yeah, Bridget. Yeah. From the south of France.
Ooh, going on holiday soon, are we, Bob?
Oh, maybe.
Stop doing your dating through our Phoenix FM professional radio.
See you soon, Brigitte.
Bonjour.
I kind of thought that I'd be better all by myself. I've never been so wrong before. You made it impossible for me to ever somebody else, and now I don't know what I left you for. See, I thought that I could replace you. You can't love me the way you do. Till now, I never knew, baby. I was born by your love, boy. No matter how I try to change my mind, the point is just a waste of time. I'm spoiled by your touch, boy. The love you give is just too hard to find. Don't wanna live without you in my life. I'm spoiled. I tried to tell myself that I'd be over you in a week or two, about a year ago. I've never seen the word love so personified as I do with you.
Amazing voice there. That is Joss Stone with a track called Spoiled. Now we're going to have a little bit of country music coming up next. It's a track that I was sent in from Emma, I believe, who is she's also a DJ, in fact. But she also does a bit of PR work, and she sent this track in Francine Honey, it is, and it's called Better Thinking. I think she's going to be a guest actually on Madeline's show coming up, and you can check out that country music show, which is absolutely brilliant. Madeline's fantastic. So I'm going to play Francine's show. I'm just going to have a little scan through. You're right there, Bob. Sorry. On the phone. Right, here we go. I think I've put this in the wrong folder again. I don't know what's the matter with me at the moment. I'm doing everything wrong. There we go. This is called Better Think Again, Francine Honey. You'll find her under Francine Honey Songs, and here she is.
I'm not the dirty laundry you've got lying on your floor.
from you, and I ain't even hang.
It's the Basement Jacks with a plug in. I got a little message come through from Bridget. Let's have a little listen to what Bridget has to say, all the way over in France.
Eh bien, c'est tout ce que je souhaite. Te rencontrer avec Scott et Bob, ce serait vraiment génial. Et on essaiera de faire ça la prochaine fois que je viens, c'est promis. Ça me ferait en tout cas très très plaisir.
Now, I think that means you would really love to meet myself, Bob, and Scott, and that my show is the best one out of the three. I think that's what you said, is it? Probably not. Also got this wonderful voice note that came in as well.
You're listening to Phoenix FM, Eat My Brunch. That Michelle's off on one again, isn't she?
Thanks, Rob.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
I remember us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger? I've got so many secrets to show. When I saw you on that stage, I shivered with the look you gave. Don't you hear that rhythm? Can you show me how we can escape? I was biting my tongue, I was trying to hide. Part of me you change, just hold me together, tell me you'll always want me to stay. I was biting my tongue, I was trying to hide. I'll forget what I've done, I'll be redefined. It's shaking me.
That is Years and Years with a Shine. We've got the brand new track coming up from Emily Gray with Killing Time, which is independent music at its best. But I thought I would go through the question of the day. Now, the question of the day has got a few answers, which is lovely. Thanks for all getting involved. You have to give up one of these things for a year. What would you pick? Showers, alcohol, chocolate, or the internet? That was the one. I want you to find out what you would do. So Abby Flynn first off says, thanks for the shout out and playing my single. I say you're welcome, darling, and good luck for BBC introducing you on the live session tomorrow. I hope it all goes well. Ashley said alcohol and chocolate, that's easy. Rob said exactly the same, alcohol and chocolate. Candy says chocolate. Christopher says showers. Lorraine says alcohol. Paula says chocolate, as that doesn't include lemon drizzle cake. Oh, exactly. Chocolate, Reverend Jean said. They're all the way over in Australia. And then we've got a real reverend, in fact, Reverend Paul Carr. He said, got to be chocolate. Need my caffeine fix, though, and a shower is necessary. And who could live without the internet these days? Xanthi said she voted for coffee. She could give that up. No problem at all. Daniel said another one. He could give up coffee for a year, no problem. And then you've got the... Let's have a little look. Was there another one? No, that was it. There was loads of you got involved with that one, Stace. Thank you very much. I would have to give up chocolate, believe it or not, because I like a shower. I do use the internet, and I do like a drink. But you see, the thing is, you could give up chocolate and still have, as Sheila very cleverly pointed out, still have cake. Bob, what would you do?
I'd definitely give up chocolate out of that lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a great big fan of chocolate, and I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Bob's flowers. He bought me flowers last week, which is a very kind thing to do, because I was feeling a bit down, although you would never know because I'm so professional.
Absolutely.
Already. But they're still going well, and even if they weren't, I would keep them alive for a bit longer.
You'll keep them forever in your garden, won't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, we normally, Bob, not, was it, Tony Smith was listening, and when I get rid of flowers, what I tend to do, instead of putting them in the recycling bin, I open up the back door and I throw them into the garden to recycle with nature.
I know.
And he laughed. He thought that was terrible, but it is, because it is a mess. Hmm. But I do that anyway. I can't. I just think it's one of my ways.
Okay. Well, yeah, we know you and your ways.
Thank you.
We won't go too much into it.
No, we won't do that. So tell us what's coming up on your splendid show.
Oh, I've got lots today. A supermarket worker who was surprised with a wedding proposal in the supermarket. A human skull has been found in a very strange place. And calling all Ford Fiesta owners. Got a message from the police for you about securing your vehicle. Got some birthdays to celebrate. And the Beatles. I'd have to mention the Beatles, wouldn't I? Because of the new track that's been released. Also got a bit from the Rolling Stones as well. There's just too much to mention, really. But sadly, no song for Daphne today, because Daphne's got an important appointment and won't be able to listen. So I feel like I've got like the boss is away and I can party.
Yeah. She's probably not. She's probably just got friends over.
Yeah, well, probably, or just got fed up with listening.
Well, is there actually a real Daphne? I don't know if I believe you or not.
There is a real Daphne, and one of these days I'm going to feature Daphne on our website. I'm going to take a photograph of her. And,
with her permission, obviously.
Obviously, yes. Trust you. I think I'll do that. I might even interview her, I think, one day. And
Get her to ring in. I don't believe you. I'd get her to ring in and say, hi, it's Daphne.
You think Daphne is a figment of my imagination,
I think she's,
do you? Yeah. No, Daphne is real.
Yeah.
She's very real.
Very real.
Yeah.
You're saying that with some force, as you said.
Yes.
Very real.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's very real in your mind. Sorry, Daphne, she's not listening.
I'm going to definitely bring her in with me one day.
Bring her in.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Just come out to 12:51. We better do some traffic and travel. And then we've got a great track from Emily Gray with a brand new independent release called Killing Time.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
What a beautiful, subtle link that was, Michelle. Well done. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you. Brook Street roundabout at the moment is clear. It's a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, then some roadworks. A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill has temporary traffic lights. And on the A129 Rainy Road at Church Lane as well. On to Worley Road near Tompkins Lane, you've got the temporary traffic lights there. And also at Shepherd's Hill at Phillida Road. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside and across the Dartford Bridge, you've got a clear run and come coming back. Up to the M11, no major problems on the M25, and the A12 is running nicely. Haven't mentioned these roadworks, but I will do. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and some nighttime closures as well, but no issues there at the moment. Here's Emily Gray with Killing Time. From the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. You can find out more have a look at our website, or the www.phoenixfm.com. You'll find all the details for that later on this evening. And coming up next, you've got a 2-hour show with the wonderful Bob Simpson with 123. I'll be back tomorrow and Taylor with more guests. More moist, more music. I can't get my words. I said more moist. I meant to say more music. Oh no, I'm going home. Oh dear, have a nice day.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 123. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
I wanna be me.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.